on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Ryan. In this bulletin, planning permission has been approved for a major building project at St Columba's College, Stranorler. It's emerged that a garagist was injured in the course of his duties in Donegal in the past week. A welder advisory is in place until Monday with high temperatures expected, and the Lifford man who died in a drowning incident while holidaying abroad has been described as a community man through and through. We'll have these stories in full with lots more coming up in the next half an hour. Plus Daniel Brennan will be here around 5:15 with all the latest in sport. To this evening's main stories, and planning permission has been approved for a major building project at St Columba's College, Stranorler. The project includes full redevelopment of the site with brand new classrooms to be constructed. It is proposed that a number of existing buildings will be demolished, including the original 1969 building, technology rooms and the changing rooms. 10 prefab classrooms will also be removed. Principal Tom Rowan has welcomed the news and says this development will be a major boost to the school and the community in Stranorler.
We're absolutely delighted with the news, Emma. It is a great development for all of us in St Columba's and for the Finn Valley community, you know. When the construction will start, it will take about 2.5 years. There's a block, a technical block, first of all, to be built, which consists of about 18 technical rooms between construction rooms, engineering rooms, six science rooms, art rooms, home economics rooms. We have an FEIN unit as well, and a number of different classrooms, as well as the refurbishment of the remaining part of the building, of the old building and such. I know we have a number of small developments in the last number of years. You know, we've added on classrooms from time to time, but the last major development in St Columba's was in 1983, which is 40 years ago, you know. So I suppose while our facilities, and we do our best to upkeep them and all that, it is in badly need of, I suppose, to bring us into the 21st century, you know. We're looking forward to it because our numbers are on the up. You know, we're over 900 for this coming school year, so numbers have grown 100 in the last 2 years. So we're looking forward to the increased space, and it's something really positive for St Columba's and, as I say, for the whole community in Finn Valley area.
It's emerged that a Garda was injured in the course of his duties in Donegal in the past week. He is one of 7 people injured in 20 assaults, 2 of which are subject of appeals for information. Tom Douglas has more.
Gardaí confirmed today that a colleague was injured while on duty in the past number of days. No further details are available, and Gardaí say a person has been questioned and they are not looking for anyone else. 2 appeals for information have been issued. At 3 o'clock this morning, a man was assaulted on Letterkenny's Port Road. He was knocked unconscious. They say there were people in the area and they're urging any witnesses or anyone with dash cam or other footage to contact Letterkenny Garda Station at 074 916 7100. Gardaí are appealing for information about an assault in Dunglow in the early hours of Sunday morning. Gardaí believe that sometime between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. the man was assaulted near the old Bank of Ireland building on Main Street. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Gardaí in Dunglow on 074 952 1000 or any Garda station. People can also use the confidential line at 1800 666 111.
A Donegal Garda says more people are being detected for drink and drug driving because the capacity of Gardaí to detect drugs continues to improve. There have been 15 detections on the county's roads since last Tuesday. Garda Niall Maguire also confirmed on today's 9:00 show that there have been 34 vehicle crashes recorded in Donegal in the past week.
Since we were on last Tuesday in Donegal alone, we've had 34 vehicle crashes. Some of these people have been left with injuries. People that aren't seriously injured, they're taken in by ambulance. They're having to wait in A&E for 8 or 9 hours, you know, and they're adding to the delays there, and you know they're discharged immediately. But you know it takes a lot of money and time on behalf of all services. Some of them are maybe not as avoidable as others. But I have another stat here that you know it's not good either. But unfortunately it's a stat that's repeated every week in Donegal. Since last Tuesday we had 15 drugged and drunken drivers arrested, you know, so that's again quite a number for the size of Donegal, you know.
And nationally we're seeing an increase in drug and drink driving detections after a period of sort of, you know, those receding somewhat. Are we getting more lax? Is the message not getting through? Because it's not like we're not told the guards are going to be out. It's not like we're not told there's going to be, you know, that you could get caught if you do this. So why are we seeing that the figures going in the wrong direction, I wonder, in 2022?
I think there's definitely an increase in availability of drugs, Greg. You know, that's I'm quite happy to say that. But also, you know, our ability to detect has also increased. Mm-hmm. You know, we have better equipment and in relation to testing for drugs on the roadside. You know, we have more of these Draeger machines that are able to do the main three types of drugs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have excellent people on the traffic corps in Buncrana and Letterkenny.
The Liffer man who died in a drowning incident while holidaying abroad has been described as a community man through and through. Martin Duffy died while on a family holiday in Greece. Mr Duffy was in his 50s, married with three children and a lecturer at Northwest Regional College in Derry. He was also involved in schoolboy soccer in Donegal and was a member of the executive of the Donegal Junior League. The Department of Foreign Affairs is providing counsellor assistance to his family. Father Colm Doherty is a parish priest in Lifford. He says this tragedy has touched many lives.
When the word came through yesterday, people were in the shops or out in the street talking about it or talking about it. Did you hear about the tragedy and so forth? It really has touched so many lives and so many families, because I think the sadness of it all is that, you know, because Martin was such an integral part of the community and he looked after so many other families through the football and so forth. And then for this to happen on him away in his holidays, it's absolutely, when they say a tragedy, well, this is a tragedy. It's really so sad.
He was heavily involved in youth football, serving on various committees. But first and foremost, he would have been a community man.
Very much so, and a very quiet man. But through the football, he made so many connections, and he was well known by so many families because of the young people playing the football. And Deal Harps was, of course, it's where his most his biggest reputation has come from. But he's also involved at Donegal level 2 at the underage. It was really, he really did. When you hear about somebody being a community person, he really was a community person. It was indeed.
Irish nurses who cannot cope with overcrowding and staff shortages in hospitals are choosing to emigrate or retire. The NMO says retention of nursing staff continues to be a problem, with many young nurses emigrating since the return of international travel. A survey last year found 68% of the nurses' union members were considering leaving the profession after working through the pandemic. INMO Deputy General Secretary Edward Matthew says it's been felt across all the age groups.
We're seeing the expressions of wish to leave across all age groups. We're seeing older nurses who are saying that they won't stay as long in the service. We're also seeing it on the ground in terms of newer qualified nurses leaving to go to other jurisdictions. We're seeing an extremely significant departure rate among younger nurses, and the overcrowded environment, the difficulties in service provision are creating incentives to leave.
A weather advisory for the entire country is in place for hot weather until Monday. A status yellow high temperature warning has been issued for Leinster and Munster. It will be in place from midday on Thursday until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, with Met Eireann says temperatures could reach as high as 29 degrees. Linda Hughes from Met Eireann says many areas will experience very high temperatures.
It's unlikely that the yellow warning will be upgraded any further. There's a chance that some other counties, maybe South Connacht, might be added to the warning at some point. But the highest temperatures we're confident with the very high temperatures across Leinster and Munster at the moment.
Irish Water says it's watching closely to see if restrictions will be needed as Ireland heads for another heat wave. While water levels drop because of the hot water weather, demand also tends to increase. Interventions are already underway at 13 water supplies to ensure they do not run dry, while 60 others are on a watch list amid concerns they'll reach a critical level and may need to be restricted. Tom Cuddy, head of operations at Irish Water, says they're hoping they won't need to take actions that will impact customers.
We are focused very much on interventions which will have low impact or no impact on people. In some cases, we're tankering water to reservoirs at night time from supplies that have sufficient water. We are applying pressure reductions where appropriate, particularly at night time. We are bringing online some backup sources that may have been offline for a while. We're also cross-connecting adjacent schemes, so we may be able to supply or change the boundaries between different schemes.
Gardaí are investigating a burglary from a shed near a pier in Greencastle sometime between Saturday and yesterday evening. The shed was broken into and a number of items were taken, including nets, buoys and ropes. Gardaí Niall Maguire has been outlining some of the items which were stolen.
It's property that's easily identifiable. There's a few buoys have been taken, trout nets, five steel lobster pots, 200 metres of 1-inch blue rope, two chests, three sets of wooden oars, four steel anchors, 200 metres of 2-inch rope. It's all boat-related, all nautical equipment. So if anybody has any information in relation to a burglary that occurred, it's near the pier beside the marina at Shore Walk. So if anybody noticed anything suspicious or indeed can help us in tracing back this property or identifying who's responsible, please get in touch with the Gardaí in Buncrana.
A former Ryder Cup captain with close family ties to Donegal believes the county is set to explode in popularity as a golf tourism destination in the next 5 years. Paul McGinley, the driving force behind next week's Tour of the Legends event in Rosapenna, says traditionally the county hasn't received the promotion and funding it deserves. Next Monday, he'll receive the Freedom of Donegal, an acknowledgement of his role in promoting the county. On today's 9 till noon show, he says when it comes to promoting golf tourism, the best way is through hosting professional events.
Golf is probably our biggest conduit in Ireland in terms of driving revenue and driving the economy from a tourism point of view. Go down to the southwest of Ireland, Kerry, Clare, Cork, places like that, you know, all head of Kinsale. I mean, these golf courses are rammed out. They're charging £200-£400 green fee per person per day. If you're trying to get a tee time in any of these places, you can't get it. And you know, these Americans in particular are coming in and they're spending tens of thousands of pounds in the country. Tourism Ireland have very much recognised that, and it's one of the reasons why the government invests so much money into golf and the promotion of golf throughout the country. And the best way of doing that is through professional events, certainly in terms of the profile and the millions around the world that will be watching. And we use it as a hook to get people more interested in coming to Ireland and spending more time in it. Donegal, to a large extent, and I've got to be in my bonnet about it, has been a little bit left out of the equation over the years. It hasn't been promoted as vigorously and as much as the southwest of Ireland has. But that is starting to change now, and we're seeing more and more money be invested in Donegal. And you know, I'm very happy to be the kind of front and centre of that. We started with Ballyliffin a few years ago when we had a very, very successful Irish Open. We were hoping to have this Irish Legend the last few years, but COVID put an end to certainly having crowds and having a festival that we wanted to do. But we're going to do it this year, and there's going to be some music and festival and integration of the community into it. As I say to people, if Ireland was a stock, I would be buying Donegal. I really do think the next 5-10 years is going to be an explosion in Donegal from a tourism and an economic point of view. I really do. It's an undiscovered gem to a large extent, and people, once people get up there and see it, it's going to become more and more popular.
It's just gone 13 minutes past five. We're going to take a short ad break now, but we'll be back with sport right after these.
Travelling soon? Get your travel money completely, securely sorted with Anpost Money. It's the only place you'll get foreign currency in both cash and on a currency card with 0% commission. Plus a 24/7 card helpline and emergency cash if you lose your card. So you're always sorted, whether you're here or here.
G'day, mate.
Or thousands of other places worldwide. Get your travel money sorted with Anpost Money. Visit anpost.com or your local post office. T's and C's apply. Anpost Money currency card is issued by PPS EUSA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EUSA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
Does your little one have a jam-packed schedule? Kit them out at Dunn Stores with a uniform that can keep up. Get joggers that will survive PE on the muddy pitches from just €5 and sweatshirts that will breeze through messy art projects from just €3.75. Pick up a comfy cotton-rich jumper from just €8 and packs of playproof polos from just €3. Back to school at Dunn Stores for little ones with big schedules. Shop online now at dunnstores.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Ancient tales, storied traditions, wild meadows, meandering rivers, medieval might, Georgian splendor. Ireland's rich heritage is all around us, and it's waiting to be discovered. Celebrate our natural, cultural, and built heritage, and ensure our past has a future. Join us this Heritage Week from August 13th to 21st. Visit heritageweek.ie to plan your week and find out more. This is a programme of the Heritage Council, supported by the Local Authorities Heritage Officers Network and the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage.
Charlie McLafferty Funeral Directors, serving Letterkenny and the surrounding areas for over 100 years. Charlie McLafferty Funeral Directors. Let our family take care of your family and guide you through a difficult time.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. We're going over to Daniel Brennan now with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Emma. Serena Williams has all but confirmed her retirement from tennis, telling Vogue magazine. The 40-year-old is competing in Toronto this week and says the upcoming US Open will be her final Grand Slam. Williams has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. That's one shy of the record holder, Margaret Court. In her article, Williams says she's moving away from tennis and wants to grow her family. And speaking after her first round win in Toronto, she was asked what she's looking forward to most after tennis.
I love playing, though. It's amazing, but, you know, it's like, I can't do this forever. So it's just like, sometimes you just want to try your best to enjoy the moments and do the best that you can.
To soccer now, and there's shock and deep sadness in Northwest sporting circles following the tragic death of Martin Duffy. The Deal Harps club man and well-known soccer coach and administrator died when on a family holiday in Greece. Martin was well-known right around the county, with Donegal League Secretary Nigel Ferry saying Martin was an absolutely fantastic football man. He also said that everything Martin did in terms of football, he did it for the betterment of the sport. Martin was the joint manager of the Donegal Schoolboys side that competed at the Kennedy Cup tournament in Limerick and the Foyle Cup competition, which was held recently. He was also the Lifford area representative on the Donegal League's executive committee. Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers have taken a 3-1 lead to North Macedonia for the second leg of their Europa League qualifier with Shuppy tonight. Should the Hoops progress, they'll be guaranteed at least a place in the group stage of the Conference League. There's an 8 p.m. start there. Rangers must overturn a 2-0 first leg deficit if they're to reach the playoff round in the Champions League. They trail Belgian side Union SG ahead of tonight's second leg at Ibrox. Negative fan reaction is amongst the reasons why Manchester United have ended their pursuit of Marko Arnautovic. The Austrian's club Bologna had rejected a bid from United earlier this week in the region of £10 million. A vocal section of United support were unhappy with the potential signing of Arnautovic, and they've now pulled the plug on talks. Everton's latest signing, Amadou Onana, says he wants to build a legacy at the Premier League club. The Belgian midfielder has joined from Lille in a deal worth an initial €36 million. Onana has signed a 5-year deal at Goodison Park. And finally to Gaelic Games, and Conor Laverty has been announced as the new manager of the Down Senior Footballers. The Kilcoo club man replaces James McCartan at Boss, and he'll stay on as Down's under-20s manager. That led to a team to an Ulster title last year. There's also been confirmation that Mickey Graham will stay on as the Cavan manager. He's been handed a new 2-year term in charge of their senior footballers. And that's all your sport for now. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Daniel. I return to news now. People are being urged to reflect on how history and heritage can play a part in protecting their community and the planet. Heritage Week gets underway on Saturday with almost 60 events taking place in Donegal. Ken Murray has more.
58 events are planned for Donegal during Heritage Week, which gets underway on Saturday. They include a live reenactment of life in a workhouse at the Donegal County Museum, an exhibition of local moths at McGlinchey's Field Study Centre in Ardra, and an exploration of the secrets of the Poison Glen in Dunluce. The Heritage Council says in-person events and digital project organisers have responded with enthusiasm to this year's theme of sustainability and biodiversity, with opportunities for people of all ages and backgrounds from across across Donegal to learn more about the county's built cultural and natural heritage. The council says this will help ensure its preservation and protection into the future. Chief Executive Virginia Tehan says this year Natural Heritage Week is looking to the past to create a better future. The Heritage Council is encouraging people to visit heritageweek.ie for a full list of events taking place in the county.
Tributes have been pouring in for Olivia Newton-John, who has died aged 73. She passed away at her home in Southern California as a result of cancer. Derry-born Eurovision winner and former MEP Dana Rosemary Scallion was a friend of the singer and actress when she was trying to break into show business in London. Dana says Hollywood fame never changed her.
I can honestly say she never changed. From the young girl at the back of the Palladium, and then to worldwide stardom, massive stardom with Greece. And I met her after that a couple of times, and she never changed. She was just a very gentle, kind, smiling, genuine person.
The International Fund for Ireland has committed just over €1 million to peace and reconciliation efforts across Northern Ireland and southern border counties. Four of the projects are being supported involve groups in Donegal. The funding was approved at a recent board meeting in Rathmullen. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The latest funding package will be shared across two key programmes, the New Communities in Partnership programme and the Personal Youth Development programme. Among the local projects being supported, Donegal Local Sports Partnership will receive a share of €115,000 along with its partner, Waterside Neighbourhood Partnership in Derry. Calais Community Park and Tidy Towns will receive a share of €115,000 along with Derry partners Bogside and Brandywell Initiative, Pink Ladies Cancer Support Group and Life After. Meanwhile, students at Loretto Community School in Milford will also participate in a programme to be delivered by Politics in Action in conjunction with Portadown College.
To weather now, staying warm, dry and sunny for the rest of the day with mostly light southerly or variable winds. Tonight will be dry and clear with some mist and fog patching forming in the light winds, lowest temperatures falling to between 8 and 12 degrees. And now for a look back over today's headlines. Plan of permission has been approved for a major building project at St Columba's College Stranorter. The project includes full redevelopment of the site with brand new classrooms to be constructed. Principal Tom Rowan has welcomed the news and says this development will be a major boost to the school and the community. It's emerged that a Garda was injured in the course of his duties in Donegal in the past week. He was one of seven people injured in 20 assaults, two of which are subject to appeals for information. The Lifford man who died in a drowning incident while holidaying abroad has been described as a community man through and through. Martin Duffy died while on a family holiday in Greece. The Department of Foreign Affairs is providing counsellor assistance to his family. And finally, a weather advisory for the entire country is in place for hot weather until Monday. A status yellow high temperature warning has been issued for Leinster and Munster. It'll stay in place until midday on Thursday until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Linda Hughes from Met Aran says many areas will experience very high temperatures. That's all for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. Obituary notices for Tuesday evening, August 9th. The death has taken place of Maura Moody, Kiltoll, Convoy. Remains reposing at her late residence from 8 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for funeral mass at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Convoy, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery in the family plot. House private to family and friends. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night in the family home at 9 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Carr, Knock Lion, Dublin, and formerly of Fanad, Donegal. Reposing in Fanigan's Funeral Home, Woolbrook Street, Raph Farnham tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Removal on Thursday afternoon to St. Columbkill's Church, Knock Lyon, for funeral mass at 1 p.m. followed by committal in New Lands Cross Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the Knock Lyon Parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Charlie McFadden, Crean Keel, Brina. Charlie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to St. Columba's Church, Glenswilly, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family flowers only. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m, with family, neighbours and friends only on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kathleen Desmond, Nee Cannon, 22, Altney Galvin Park, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 p.m. for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ardmore. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Ark Recovery Business Park, Bay Road, Derry. The death has taken place of Mary Levy, 3 New Houses, Terman, and formerly of Tully Mountain, Remelton. Remains reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock to 7:45 this evening, with removal at 8 o'clock, going to St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by burial in Terman Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Catherine Harkin, Nee Conaghan, Drum Manny, Letterkenny, and formerly of Raph Donnell. Catherine's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Rosary at 9 o'clock, with family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Mary Foster Stewart, Nee Cole, Call Hill Park, Derry. A funeral service will take place tomorrow afternoon in Monrea Presbyterian Church at 1:30 p.m, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, in lieu of flowers, to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of Mrs. Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhu Park, Victoria Road, Londonderry. House private, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.